6 o'clock, Big Jim's house here. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie this morning. And we were talking about in the office before we came walking in here. Christy Brinkley breaks her arm on Dancing with the Stars. And they put the video up. They showed it last night. Just to kind of, what, do they need to prove it? Here she is. Now, notice what music she's dancing to as well.
I think I broke my arm. I swear to God.
Yeah. So she broke her arm and her daughter, Sailor, filled in.
Ouch.
Wendy Williams was yesterday saying that. Wendy Williams was saying, nah, she's faking it. Wendy Williams had this whole conspiracy theory that Christy pretended to break her arm so her daughter could compete on Dancing with the Stars last night.
Wendy Williams is a giant conspiracy theory. Can I just throw that out there? That woman cannot tell. She's so dramatic. It is just, everything is over the top with Wendy.
Hold on, I think I got it here. Hold on, I think we found it right here. Here you go.
Christy Brinkley, she's 65. She fractured her shoulder and her wrist practicing over the weekend. Well, that looked fake as hell. Okay. Let me tell you what I see.
Wendy, you're fake as hell.
When did she start taking it? Just sound like someone who runs a deli in New York. Like, I was like, listen here, here's what I found.
No, she's always sounded like that. I can't even. I had her on the TV yesterday, and she was talking about being in somebody's green room and stealing all their food. I was like, yep, that's Wendy.
I was stealing all the green food from the green food. That's what I was doing. And Wendy Williams, I was like, I don't believe anything that Christy Brinkley's saying. Why am I suddenly? We're going to go nosh. Let's go out and get some little kibbutz later. Such a fake.
I'll take a Reuben on rye.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's just turned into. I could say something here, but I won't. Okay, 6:03. What's coming up in sports?
Young Tiger has big day. Monday Night Football snoozer. And who beat Tito this week in the Take on Tito Challenge?
I'll tell you who beat Tito. That Christian Brinkley with the fake up that she didn't bring you.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
It's not exactly the breakfast of champions, but.
Call or text 248-398-W.
WCSX 623. Good morning. Thanks for checking in. It's Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie in the back there. It's Big Jim's house. And what the hell? You were telling us about this in the hallway, Ryan, that you wound up making a phone call about what?
I saw a post on Facebook, so on our Big Jim's house page.
I didn't know what it was, so I had to get it figured out. But there was a bird across the street from my house that looked like it was hurt, but it was a bird that I've never seen before. End up finding out it's a cormorant, I believe is how you say it. Never heard of it before.
I had to Google it, actually. 248-398-9279. Are these bad birds? Bad birds, bad birds.
Well, that's
what you're going to do.
Once I finally put it on Facebook, everybody started going, whoa, those are bad for the Great Lakes. They hang around lakes and ponds. And I'm like, okay, where I live in Livonia, there's no lakes anywhere around me. So I don't know why this thing was there.
What's it called again?
A cormorant.
A cormorant.
I believe that's the right way to say it.
Wasn't that a car that Chevy built back in the 60s? Caught on fire? Corvair.
Corvair.
Oh, okay. Never heard of a cormorant.
But I had these guys that were working on a house down the street come down and start talking to me about it, and then we got in an argument because the one guy thought it was just a duck. I'm like, dude, it's not a duck. Look at its beak. There's no way that's just a duck.
So is it still there?
No, I called the animal control, and they came and swooped that thing up with a big net. I was standing outside. Woo! Good job, guys.
So they got the cormorant.
Yes.
Cormorant. I don't really even saying the damn thing. So why are they bad? 248-398-9279. What's the deal with these animals?
Something that they're not good for the lakes. They go down. I guess what they do is they swim around and catch fish and all that.
Oh, those are the ones that
dive under the water and stay under the water.
Cool. I didn't know they were bad.
Yeah, they're invasive to the Great Lakes and stuff, I guess. So I did, you know.
I think it's
my
just,
duty.
I think it's just a fish that made a phone call to the wildlife people and said, hey, you gotta get rid of these birds. They're really bad. They keep eating us.
My favorite comment when I was trying to figure out what it was on our Facebook page, one guy wanted to make sure that Aaron didn't show up with her fish costume from Cold as Ice.
Seriously?
He goes, they love fish. Don't let Aaron wear her costume out there.
Oh. I see it.
Okay, so
don't let Aaron wear her fish costume from this past Cold as Ice. They may attack like in Hitchcock's The Birds. Thank you, Richard.
That's a great visual of you being chased down the street by a cormorant in your fish outfit. Oh, you'd be fine. They wouldn't eat you. take a couple chunks. You'd be fine.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Hey, dude, don't go away, man. I'm staying, finishing my coffee, enjoying my coffee.
Call or text 248-398-DIAMOND.
CSN's Big Jim's house. Good morning, 636. Thanks for checking in. Detroit was trending on Twitter yesterday, and not for its normal reasons. This photo, where is this, Aaron?
It's on the west side of Detroit. It is a...
Church's, right?
A church's chicken that's going through a thing. What kind of thing? I don't know, but it's going through a thing.
It's what they had to do. And again, if you got to see the photo. We can't explain it. It's the damnedest thing. 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is...
door.
What they're using for a door at this church's fried chicken. There's a story behind this that we got to find out. I was thinking about this, though. Again, door is the keyword. You ever done any, like, I don't know, what would you call these? I call them manual overrides, when you're like, look, I don't have the part to fix it, so I'm just going to do something. I had a buddy who did, like, a half bath, like, downstairs in his basement area.
Yeah.
And he never got to get in the door because he didn't get the door frame right. So we had Visqueen, that plastic stuff that hangs down, for about 3 months. So if you went to use the bathroom, you just went in through the plastic.
No. It's a big no.
It was the most dude thing ever. He was like, nope, I'm not. I'll get around to it eventually. But
the only question I have about this whole scenario is, does it have a doorbell?
Amen. They had to. Check it out. See what we're talking about. This seriously was trending all over Twitter yesterday around the country. 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is...
door.
And then... CSX Big Jim's house, 645. It's Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan Angie this morning. Motor City was trending on Twitter yesterday. Not for our normal reasons, good or bad, which is either a restaurant or a shooting. This was actually involving a door. West Detroit, right?
Yeah, it was on Grand River on Detroit's west side. Church's Chicken. And we have the picture post if you want to see it for yourself because it's greatness. Just text the keyword door to 248-398-9279.
But now we know what happened to the original door, the one they replaced with, you'll see in the photo.
Somebody drove their car into the church's chicken, and that was... And I told you, they probably hired, like... You know how everybody in the neighborhood has a handyman? There's
absolutely.
Like in my neighborhood, it's a guy named Tony that fixes everything, right?
Al for us.
Right.
Yeah.
You know they found the neighborhood guy and were like, listen, you got to do a quick fix. And that's what he came up with.
And he did a quick fix. And I'm telling you, it was everywhere. Roy Wood, the comedian, was talking about it going, I think his comment was, that is the most on-point thing I've ever seen for Church's Fried Chicken. It's greatness.
The only question I said... I just have a doorbell, and somebody just texted in and said, I like the idea of a doorbell. Can you imagine Lurch answering, you rang? Yes, I'd like a bucket of 12 dark meat, a side of mashed potatoes and gravy, and some cornbread. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Seriously, this is trending on Twitter around the United States, this photo of the door, west side of Detroit. Text us, 248-398-9279, see if you can figure out anything else to this story if we're missing something. I'm looking at the photo going, there's got to be more to this, but you can check it out. Keyword. Oh,
I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. So slide over here and give me a moment. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind.
CSX Big Jim's house. All right, coming up in about 20 minutes. Bob Seger sings Led Zeppelin. It's not a joke. It's not a parody song. It's something we came up with. This is real. It's Bob Seger singing Led Zeppelin. It's the damnedest thing. Would you agree, Aaron? It's not. First time we heard it, we went, wait, what?
What?
Yeah. No, you seriously. Bob Seger singing Zeppelin. We'll do that right around 7:20. Okay. You are the professional singer in this group of show. Myself and Aaron V and Ryan and Angie, you're the singer. And you karaoke frequently. Where are your karaoke spots in the Clem?
I can't reveal that information.
Well, really? Okay, she's got people. So you go out and you karaoke, though. What's the song you can't do? If someone, not you, but you don't want someone doing that when you're karaoke.
There's a couple. Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. If somebody sings that, that'll be my smoke break slash bathroom break because I can't even
Do they do the talking back and forth and all that?
It's so irritating.
Baby, let me see. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Baby got back from Sir Mix-a-Lot. When people do that, it's usually a bunch of drunk chicks that are like, okay. And they mess it all up and they can't even keep up with the beat.
Yes.
And there's always that one older gentleman who's had a little bit too much that takes on Frank Sinatra. My Way.
Really?
Which is like a downer. When you're like out having a good time, that is not the song you want to sing.
No, that's Lights On, Everybody Go Home kind of music. Yeah. Found this video and someone shot this Friday night. This grandmother walks up to some karaoke bar. I think it's in Maryland. And she gets up on stage, and she's just the sweetest looking lady. She's got her Sunday go to church dress on, the big long scarf. Her hair is just super tight, and then she's got her grandmother glasses on, and she's ready to go. So she gets up there, and it's just one of those sweet moments that we can all. Now, we want to send this to you because it's so sweet. The key word is
grandma.
So let's take a moment. Grandma gets up on stage. She's going to do karaoke. Here we go. That's grandma. Let the body sit the floor. Let the body sit the floor. Let the body sit the floor. And she just goes off. Puddle of Mud, right?
No, yeah. That's not Puddle of Mud.
Who's that?
That's Bodies. Not Puddle of Mud. Hang on.
Oh, we don't need to Google it in. It's not that important. Anyway, if you want to see grandma rocking out to
Drowning Pool.
Drowning Pool. Puddle of Drowning Pool Mud. 248-398-9279 is our studio number. Text us the keyword. All right, if you're just joining us, hi. It's Big Jim's House, 709. Thanks for checking in, as always, here on CSX. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie this morning. We're sitting here talking in the studio about the most important story of the day, the grandmother singing Drowning Pool. By the way, when you watch this video, and I know the hair's not correct, but the rest of it is an exact, I don't know what you call it, a projection into the future of what Aaron's going to be like in 35 years.
No. Did you read my response when you sent this to me last night? I would be dressed better.
35 years from now?
Yes.
I don't know.
I will be like one of those grandmas that wear stuff they're not supposed to.
Okay. Ryan?
Oh, I'm
like hot pants.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's foreshadowing. Okay,
stop it.
I will. I'll be that grandma. I'll be like Rue
McClanahan. But you will be singing this song on stage.
No doubt. Keyword. But I'd be like Rue McClanahan and Golden Girls. That was the trashy one.
Squad goals for Aaron. See, a little more insight into Aaron's life here. Now, you're listening going, what the hell are they talking about? This grandma gets up on stage to karaoke Friday night, and suddenly she drops into this. Okay, so we're like, wow, and we're trying to figure out in the studio, how does she know this song? Where does this come from? I mean, she's feeling it. She knows all the words, not just the chorus. I mean, she's belting it out. And then Ryan chimed in and said,
Grandpa John from America's Got Talent a few years ago. This is the go-to song for old folks.
Come on.
I forgot all about that until you brought that up. It was like, yeah.
Here it is.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
He is getting down.
Is that on the same post? We put
that's there, yeah.
Okay, cool. You want to check that out, text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Grandma.
Let the text hit the floor.
Maybe AARP should use that for their ad campaign. Oh, he's getting it. Get it. CSX Big Jim's House. There's a guy discovered by Post Malone, Ozzy Osbourne. Anyway, 722, Big Jim, Aaron V, Bruce, Ryan, Angie this morning. Tickets at 30 for Jason Bonham coming up next. But, you know, we do the Bob Seger Boulevard podcast, and we always go looking for different stuff from Bob, maybe stuff that you haven't heard. And in the midst of digging around, someone sends us a note and says, hey, here's Bob Seger doing Led Zeppelin. You're like, yeah, whatever. I almost didn't want to open it up at first, Aaron, because I'm like, that sounds like a virus to me. Someone's going to do something. This is real. This is real, folks. If you want to listen to the whole thing, because it's about 8 minutes long, because he starts it off with Rosalie, And then he transitions into what you're about to hear. This is Bob Seger doing Led Zeppelin. We'll send it to you, of course. The keyword is
Seger, S-E-G-E-R, the same number you call. You can text. That's 248-398-9279. Now, this is from the 70s.
76.
Okay.
So you and I are talking about in the studio. We think this is probably when they were getting ready to maybe start recording for Live Bullet, and maybe they were doing some early runs, because this is right off the board, but they're somewhere outside of Chicago, just hanging out.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do tonight. After this here concert here takes place, I'm gonna go wander out and prowl out the streets of Schaumburg. Me and the whole Silver Bullets, everybody. And in the wee hours, say about 3 or 4 in the morning, one of us is bound to spot that right little girl. And this is what we're gonna say when we see her.
Here it comes.
You need schooling, baby, I ain't fooling. I'm gonna send you out for some schooling. Way, way down inside, I'm gonna give you my love.
So it's like ZZ Top meets Led Zeppelin lyrics. That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's a damnedest thing, man, but it really is Bob Seger, like Aaron said, singing Led Zeppelin with a ZZ Top beat to the back of it. If you want to watch the whole thing, it's 8 minutes. It's a commitment, but you got to crank it up to 11. We'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is
Seger.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Rise and shine, morning glories.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Big Jim's house money gives you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day. Plus, a one-time $10,000 giveaway.
Yes!
All you have to do to play is download the all-new
CSX Big Jim's house, 740. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie this morning. And thanks for joining us. REO Speedwagon there, REO Speedwagon. If you didn't catch this yesterday, we want to share a little clip of it. Their tribute to Eddie Money.
I promised his wife, Lori, that we would play this song right now in his honor.
Eddie! 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 Eddie!
Eddie! Eddie! Got a surprise, especially for you.
How cool is that? And you pointed out yesterday, Aaron, the drummer was just knocking it out of the park on this one. It's pretty awesome. Now we put everything together. If you haven't heard, Eddie Money, of course, passed away on Friday at the age of 70. Is that right?
Yes, it was 70. And okay. Then yesterday they said the official cause of his passing wasn't the cancer. It was complications from the heart surgery he had.
And then he had pneumonia and all this other stuff.
It was just one thing after another. But we've compiled, we even have Kid Rock's tribute from Friday night out at Pine Yop. It's on the same page. If you text the keyword money to 248-398-9279, we'll send it all to you so you can see it. There was so many great, there's even more that are now surfacing on the internet.
The Brian Adams ones are up there too. Rick Springfield, ton of them.
It's amazing.
And you and I were talking about in the studio that real money, the season started, so this Thursday night there'll be a new episode.
Yep, 9:30 on Access.
Dinner and a movie on the way. Hang with us. It's Big Jim's house. Oh. 94.7 WCSX Church Class. Big Jim's house, 808, which means you got about 7 minutes to get the keyword in.
Yep, the Big Jim's house money keyword this hour is check, C-H-E-C-K. You need to put that word, C-H-E-C-K, into the WCSX app.
All right, you got it. If you don't have the app, text this keyword, Apple Center, right to your phone. You have the link, bada bing, bada boom. You can get it done. The big story this morning in the Motor City, the big story was trending on Twitter involving the Motor City. It's not about violence. It's not about a new restaurant opening. It's about a door.
Yeah.
The door.
On the west side of Detroit, on Grand River, Church's Chicken is going through a little thing. And it went viral. And if you want to see it for yourself, just text the keyword door.
You mentioned, too, that you did find out. You found out that the door was from a car crash? Somebody drove through there?
Somebody drove into the Church's Chicken. And I mentioned to you, I thought maybe, because we all have that one neighborhood handyman that fixes stuff.
Good morning, Al, by the way.
Right. That's our guy. And I told you in our neighborhood, it's this guy named Tony that'll come fix whatever is broken, right? And I said this guy was probably like, they went and found him and they were like, we need a new door. And he was like, oh, all right, I'll be right back. I'm going to Home Depot. And came back with whatever was on sale.
And we're not joking. This, when you see it again, 248-989-279, keyword door. We'll send it to you. CSX, Big Jim's house. Boy, invite the boss to the studio for one segment. Suddenly he's just taking over. Okay. Good Lord. All right. Here's the idea. It's 823, Big Jim's house. Celebrity Fight Club. Your first name, and then match it up the most famous person who has the same first name. And then think to yourself right now, can you beat them in a fight? 248-398-9279 if you want us to help walk you through the list, because we got monitors all over the studio. We can figure this out. I want to start off with JT. You'll hear him every night here on CSX and also our boss. Hi, JT.
Hey, what's happening? Top five list every night at 840.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I told you, it's not our show anymore. It's basically
shameless
his
plug.
Till 10.
Yeah.
So, JT, the first one that comes to mind is...
Justin Timberlake. I can take him.
Ooh, he's pretty athletic, dude. I mean, I know you're a softball player and stuff, and you're in good shape, but... I'm telling you.
No, he's like the Bieber kid. If I could take the Bieber kid, I could take the Timberlake.
No, I think his cardio would beat you out.
Nah. That's going to be easy.
Okay.
I don't know about all that.
Plus, NSYNC might come and gang up on you then.
And then your butt would be bye.
I'd be doing the world a favor.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Really?
Getting rid of a boy band, yeah.
The other famous JT would be James Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can take JT.
Yeah, round one, I predict 80 seconds.
Right. Whenever I see your right hand, just knock his ass out. All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Wow, okay.
Do you want to plug your list
stay for the
again?
Break. Yeah. What time is that tonight?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
No. Hang on. Okay, Aaron, E-R-I-N is a tough one. The only one we came up with was...
Aaron Andrews, sportscaster. I could take her.
If you don't know Aaron, when she gets her Clem on, she's full Clem. No.
The reach difference.
No.
Nope.
No.
You got to get in on it.
You have to hit Aaron with a shovel to get her to stop. So, no, I'm going with Aaron over Andrews on this one.
There's a lot of attitude in this room.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking we can take anybody.
No,
she'd
no.
be like, oh, my face. And I'd be like, yeah, because I just punched it.
Dang.
Whoa, the train.
Easy there.
She's doing the Canadian easy with the smack talk. Easy. All right. Ryan, you want some ego. Ryan right here. Okay, the two famous ones to figure out for you are Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling?
Easy.
Nope.
Easy.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, I could take two. He's not a tough guy. These guys aren't tough.
Here's the thing.
High.
You might beat Ryan Gosling, but you're not going to beat Ryan. I'm thinking Ryan Reynolds, Blade Trinity, Ryan Reynolds. You're going down.
Yeah. Oh, Blade Trinity. He's Hollywood little guy in the hills, Ryan Reynolds. Now, they're all soft, dude. They're all soft.
How about Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest.
Well, yes. you're a 28-year-old kidney stones. I don't know how you're going to take anybody.
Bad knees and a bad back.
He's not wrong.
He's like falling apart over here talking all cocky.
The guy wouldn't have to hit you. He'd just wait for you to fall apart. You'd stand there and fall down on your own.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for your kidney stone to come along any minute now.
I'd throw a punch and throw my shoulder out.
And for me, the most famous Jim would Jim Carrey.
He's a psycho, dude. I don't know if you want to mess with that. He'd shank you. He'd have a prison knife on
him. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Plus that'd be overreact. A weird fight.
Who wants that?
Jim Gaffigan.
I can take him.
That would be a good fight.
I think it would be.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan.
Well, you know what?
That guy?
Would be great.
Jim,
that would be a good one.
Jim Cavazel?
Jim Caviezel, is that his name?
I don't know. Dude played Jesus.
I'm not getting in a fight with Jesus.
Strike you down.
No, I'm not doing that.
Passion of the Christ.
I want to say everybody at the River Church in Waterford is going, what is wrong with you? No. Okay.
I'm not
so.
Fighting.
So going around the room, JT's going to beat up
any
Justin
boy band,
Timberlake.
Name it. Oh,
yes. Any boy band, not Timberlake. All of them. Aaron versus Aaron Andrews. That's a win for you.
Somebody just sent an Aaron Moran of Happy Days. I would win that because she has passed on.
Yes. That's an easy one. Nice.
That's a W. And then Ryan, of course, saying he can beat Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Hold on. You're the boss here, right?
Yeah, I think I like to think so.
Do we drug test?
No.
We should after what Ryan just said. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're crazy, dude. You're not beating Ryan Reynolds. There's no way.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
You define a cool dude in a loose mood.
Call or text 248-398-DOUBLE. East Side, West Side, Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
A hazy Tuesday morning. We got our players on the horn. Everybody ready to roll?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. We got Mark representing the East Side, Chuck the West Side, Sarah Downriver. Mark, if you know the answer, you will yell out East, Chuck. You yell out West, Sarah. You yell out Down. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. On Saturday, DC Comics is celebrating the 80th anniversary of this superhero by shining an iconic light signal around the world.
West,
go ahead, Chuck.
Batman.
It's really just a crazy guy in a rubber suit, right? I mean, he has no powers. He's just a rich nut job in a rubber suit. Can we all agree on that?
But the whole bat signal thing on Saturday is really cool because there's like 60 cities around the world that are going to put the signal up.
The one in Detroit will be stolen in 12 minutes. Question number two. 47 years ago in 1972, this TV show starring characters Hawkeye, Hot Lips, and Radar premiered on CBS.
West. Chuck for the win.
MASH.
There it is. You to see Rent at the Fox Theater. Good job, brother.
Thank you so much.
Sarah and Mark, thank you guys so much for playing. Chuck, we need to get a West Side.
West Side.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah. All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Craft beer and beer lovers, it's time to sign up for WCSX's Pints and Pops.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie. You know, we were talking about Celebrity Fight Club, which the idea is, take the most famous person who has your first name, and then could you beat him in a fight? We had you and Aaron Andrews, right? From, the sportscaster.
From ESPN, and I said I could take her.
But, you know, we've talked about everybody else on the air staff. Julene, we really had trouble finding one for Julene. But what about Dahmer? His first name's Dave.
Oh.
So let's think about a famous Dave. We'll get to that Coulier. One next. Him and Dave Coulier? TSX, Big Jim's house. Tickets to 30 for Jason Bonham coming up next. Let's get back to Celebrity Fight Club, though. If you're just joining the show, hi. Thanks for joining us. The idea is pretty simple. The most famous celebrity with your first name. You share the same first name. Could you beat them in a fight?
Huh.
For me, it's Jim Carrey. I don't think I could beat him because he's crazy, and it would just go on forever. I'd have to kill him. You'd have to kill him. He
probably
wouldn't stop.
Yeah, he's a little out there.
JT said Justin Timberlake, our program director and nighttime guy. JT said he could beat Justin Timberlake.
And then we came up with a couple for producer Ryan. Ryan Gosling, we said producer Ryan could beat him up. Right. But he wasn't going to beat up Ryan Reynolds.
He
not
thinks
happening.
He is.
Yeah. Ain't happening.
So for Dahmer, you said Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous Dave in the world right now?
Well, there's Dave Letterman.
David Letterman. The one I thought about is Grohl.
Dave Grohl. Oh, David Grohl. Oh, I'd pay money to see that one.
Dave Grohl versus Dave Dahmer in a fight.
Oh, I'd pay money.
Right. Who wins?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I don't even want to.
It would end up in some kind of crazy draw.
Oh, God, the visual of that. Okay, so anyway, while you're sitting at work today, start thinking about that. Oh, hold on. Hey, Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys were just talking about Aaron going up against an Aaron, E-R-I-N.
Right.
Okay, so this is like a pseudo-celebrity. There was a movie made after her, but this was one top lady, Erin Brockovich.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
She'd beat the hell out of me.
Yeah, I would not. No, yeah, I'd just be like, you won.
Okay.
So we'd have a good shouting match, but she ultimately, when it got physical, would beat me down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so now we know. Okay, well, Kathy, thanks for coming. What is yours, by the way? Who's your Celebrity Fight Club, Kathy? Can we figure that one out? Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin, exactly. That's what I was thinking of. And, yeah, she'd probably just yell at me and insult me, and I'd be like, okay.
And then you could just smack her.
There it is. All right, we're going to be thinking about this all day. CSX Big Jim's house. Something has changed in downtown Detroit. It happened last night. It's not vandalism, but something has definitely changed.
And it's cool.
CSX Big Jim's house. Wrapping up the show here. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie. A lot to get to tomorrow morning. What would you do Wednesday? Involves odor.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. This is a good one.
This is a tough one, too. Any mom and dad can relate, especially when we have the two boys. It's enough about that. That's for tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight, though.
It is a big night for the Detroit Youth Choir. And you mentioned it earlier, Jim. There's been a makeover. The Spirit of Detroit has been made over to kind of boost the spirit of the Detroit Youth Choir. They have put the uniform that the choir wears on the Spirit of Detroit.
Complete with the bow tie. You got to see
it's
the photos.
Amazing.
We'll send it to you, right? The keyword?
That would be choir. But they're going to be on, it's the finals tonight on America's Got Talent, and it starts at 8 o'clock. The 10 acts that reach the finals are performing tonight for a chance at $1 million and to be the headliner in Las Vegas. So this is a big, big deal. Now, the winner won't be announced until Wednesday's two-hour results show, but tonight, you have to watch.
Vote.
You have to vote. We have to make sure that we vote.
Okay, and a pop art is the name of the folks that did this.
It's so cool. This little design.
It's even, like I said, you've got a little purple bow tie on it and everything.
It's so cute.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I would assume they're going to keep it up all the way through the results tomorrow night, right?
I would hope so.
You've got to keep it up there.
I would hope so.
I want the bow tie.
What would you do with it?
You know what? Just take the shirt off and leave the bow tie on there so people walk by wonder what the hell's going on.
It's like a Chippendales dancer.
Right, yeah. Every time you walk by the Spirit of Detroit, it's like...
I'm going to start dancing.
Hathaway starts playing.
Yes.
What is love?
So tonight, America's Got Talent, NBC, 8 o'clock. Watch the show. Cast your votes for the Detroit Youth Choir. Honestly, though, who else do we have to root for right now?
The Lions are undefeated.
What?
They are.
They got one win, Jim.
I did squeaky voice sports justification guy there. Okay, who are we saying hi to this morning?
Clinton Township. Alex is of Clinton Township on South Gratiot. Alex and the wonderful staff, thank you guys so much for rocking out with WCSX. We do appreciate you.
Julene's coming in next live from Lady Jane's. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Life is quite absurd.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.